This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, and our construction workers, too. Thank you for the job that you're doing, keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the things we have to offer there. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking before we went to the break about Joe Biden's son and how he was involved with something pertaining to the Ukraine. We did get a question. Would this have anything to do now with Paul Manafort, and could it help Paul Manafort out, Manafort, who's currently in jail, with his case, this Biden son affiliation?
No.
Okay, so in your... In your humble opinion, will Joe Biden's son get into trouble for anything that we're starting to hear the pieces of now?
Well, I'm not convinced that if there is trouble for Joe Biden's son, I don't believe it would eliminate Biden himself.
Mm-hmm.
Because he demanded that the lawyer be fired too, and he was. So, I mean, they're two distinct different cases. Now, the question then becomes, mm-hmm. are all the other people, are things in place for Biden's son paperwork-wise? I mean, mm-hmm. was he officially registered, you know,
yeah.
all those kinds of things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Biden... We can't know all the facts yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more to the story. So whatever may be brewing for Biden, I think we are probably months away from necessarily knowing all those facts. But it's very, very separate and different from Manafort.
Okay, so Kirstjen Nielsen has been officially tendered her resignation. She's officially out. And the acting director will be Kevin McAllen, and he is the current U.S. Customs and Border Protections Commissioner. There was some discussion that it could be Rick Perry named to be the DHS Secretary, but I kind of think Rick Perry likes where he's at.
Well, now that he's got his feet on the ground and at the Department of Energy and he understands it, I think he might well just leave it. You know, let's not mess up yet another agency.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
The other one that, besides Rick Perry that was on the short list is, Ken Cuccinelli.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Ken Cuccinelli was the one that was, likely to be appointed immigration czar. He's
mm-hmm.
the one that I spoke about last week, that not
Correct.
Only would he be the immigration czar, but I want him to lead an envoy for the Central American countries that are, you know, in a full-blown death spiral.
Right.
So, Yeah, we don't know where that's necessarily all going to go yet. They got a lot of decisions to make in this Trump White House.
Now, we had one of our favorite callers of all time and someone that communicates with us on a very regular basis, Marie in Germany, called the show last hour. And she told us, I asked her what her advice for the America was, because she wanted to talk about the border. And her words were simple, close the border.
Well, I mean, we clearly want to do that. This is 40 years in, you know, in the making of why we are where we are today.
That's right.
I mean, this isn't really a new condition.
Mm-hmm.
But what's at issue here is not the Trump administration trying to, you know, handle this thing at the border in this crisis. I mean, he came out and said the other day, we're full. Mm-hmm. We're at capacity.
Mm-hmm.
It's Congress.
Yep. Yep.
That's just where we are.
Yep.
I never read we were going through the whole immigration reform thing several years ago we were still in the Obama administration, where the Gang of Eight came up with new legislation and everybody was yelling and screaming and thought it was awful and
mm-hmm.
were having fits over it and whatnot. I think it might be time. Now, I never read it, to be honest with you, but I think it might be time for us to kind of pull that out of the file cabinet
mm-hmm.
and go back and take a very hard, long look at it again. Not to say that, you know, all things in there were bad. I don't believe that they were.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, from a Gang of Eight standpoint, I think we need to take another look at it, especially when it comes to the asylum laws.
Yeah.
I would also say, because we seem to have given up on the notion that when the Supreme Court ruled that these people that we put in detention can only stay there for 20 days.
Yep.
Under the guise of national security here at this point, I believe that I would go back and have a revisit with the court and say, We have to really discuss this. We're in a very different place now.
Mm-hmm.
And to appeal to the Supreme Court to say we temporarily need to change this condition on this 20-day thing.
All righty, hold that thought. We're coming back to right after the music here ends in our break. Now, there was a report somewhere over the weekend that we'll get into. I'm going to see if I can find it, that talked about the number of terrorists or people that were members of MS-13, which is considered to be a terrorist, according to the latest stats, that were found coming into the United States. And it was significant in this last bunch that came in. Significant. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Did you know Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, is doing a health seminar on April the 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn? That's 8202 South 100 East Avenue, Tulsa, Oklahoma. The meeting will get started promptly at 7 o'clock. Distributors are $10 and everyone else is free. If you have any questions, call Brandy at 615-389-7733.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there for your chance to win a free gun a day. Every day it's a different gun, the free gun a day giveaway there at my website. And then while you're there, check out becoming a member and what membership would have for you in the way of advantages, like, oh, I don't know, $474 worth of free stuff to begin with, all kinds of different things that you can use, plus you get that great concealed carry magazine, too, and every month there's all kinds of discounts and savings in there as well to go along with you. That's the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Click the link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and good luck on trying to win the gun a day. We want to announce somebody here on the program winning it, so you can't do it if you don't enter into it. All right, Denise Simon, founderstonecode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The United States has temporarily withdrawn some of its forces from Libya as the fighting going on there has now approached the capital of Tripoli.
It's been a condition that's been brewing for a while, and Haftar, who is, you know, backed by the United States, he was a pro-Qaddafi guy until he wasn't, when Qaddafi actually turned on him. Anyway, he ended up living here in the United States in Virginia. We gave him some safe haven until such time, you know, Libya fell apart post-Qaddafi. And so he is leading the charge over there. And I would argue that nobody's paid nearly enough attention to Libya. So, yeah, we have some fighting going on. And we are kind of letting, you know, Haftar do his thing. But I would say watch very carefully because we could end up yet in another matter of Benghazi in very short order.
Wow.
Double well, that's wow. the reason that we, yeah, and that's the reason we moved some people out of Tripoli. Haftar's mostly operating in Benghazi, but we move, you know, remember we still have an embassy there.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so, deja vu.
We actually sent some extra Marines in there to protect it early on, and I don't know what happened there. Did they leave? Are they still there? Or?
I don't know when you're speaking of, I mean, conditions.
Well, it would have been a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, conditions have changed dramatically since then.
Okay, well, we'll just wait and see what happens and keep our eyes on Libya. Now, speaking of keeping your eyes on something, we have an election tomorrow in Israel. It's going to be all about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and I can't wait to see what happens because he, in my humble opinion, is one of the greatest leaders that Israel's ever had, and I certainly hope he can continue because he is such a great friend of the United States. Plus, the man is a military man. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to deal with the bad guys that are there, and he's not afraid to use Israeli force if he has to.
Yeah, and, you know, Netanyahu has got these corruption charges against him, which I think is certainly, if you look, we talked about those charges a couple of weeks ago, which are, like, ridiculously minor. But
yeah, they're politically oriented, I believe.
So this will be a very interesting thing because this Gantz fella, I'm a little, I don't have much use for, but.
No.
Yeah, so we this thing's tomorrow. The word is that Netanyahu will prevail. We can only hope that he will.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
Now, NAFTA, the new NAFTA deal, is reportedly in trouble because of some elections that have been held in Mexico and some tariff rows going on back and forth between Canada and we're caught in the middle of it. Where's this at right now? Do you know?
Well, the trade deal with Mexico has been done for a while. What's at issue here is that Congress has to vote on it and they haven't done it yet. So it really hasn't gone anywhere. So, We don't know. We don't know if when it'll come up for some kind of a vote, if there's some amendments to happen to the agreement. But, yeah, we're kind of like nowhere with it. We're just operating as we were if in case it had passed. So.
Now, the United States, and I really am having a little trouble trying to understand the reasoning here. The United States has now set its sights on China with the new electric vehicle push coming out of the United States. Now, they can't seem to sell their electric vehicles in the U.S., and I'm talking about vehicles like the Volt, amongst other things. So now the big push is to sell them in China.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think? I think it's rather ridiculous, you know, because first of all, we were told they weren't going to make them anymore, right?
I don't know who they is, but yeah, both General Motors and Ford are trying to push them in a big, huge way. Just, you know, I just don't think that they're ever going to, you know, grab the attention and the buying public like an SUV is.
Okay. I found the story about the surge I told you about in gang members. This is from the Washington Examiner, and I'm going to read you the quote. Paul Bedard wrote it. He said, there has been a 50% jump in illegal immigrant gang members coming into the United States so far this year, 2019, according to the former border chief, patrol chief under President Obama. What's more, Mark Morgan, is the man's name, warned in Senate testimony Thursday of last week that loopholes in federal law will result in some 650,000 illegal immigrants, more than the population of Wyoming, being released into the United States this year alone.
Precisely, which is the reason I said we probably need to go back to that Gang of Eight piece of legislation that was going on when it got out of the Senate and fell on the floor in the House. We probably need to go back and revisit it and certainly look at the, you know, tightening up asylum laws. So we got a long way to go.
Yeah, we do. And boy, that's, if that, any of that is true, and Bedard is not someone who would just write a story to throw it out there. If any of that is true, boy, are we in trouble.
I can't disagree with that.
Yep. By the way, the Senate is back to using the nuclear option again. That was done last week all of the judicial and most of the presidential nominees below cabinet position. And there's a whole bunch of them that are stuck in limbo right now. Hopefully it'll be able to get them out. I'm looking at the number here. And this is astounding. 153 federal judicial vacancies, 67 pending nominations waiting to be decided on, and 14 future federal judicial vacancies coming up on top of the 153.
You've got to finish the judge thing. That's absolutely for sure. He has to do that. What I'm mostly concerned about beyond that are the ambassadorships, and I don't know how many ambassador nominations that he even has out there. I have not looked at it, but I would suggest to your listeners, let's see where we have those gaps in the ambassadorships, especially when it comes to Central America and, you know, all countries that are, you know, giving us people that we don't want.
By the way, I want you to feel good about CNN again. They finally recognize that there is a crisis at the border. So says Chris Cuomo.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yep.
Isn't that something? But it took all this time to get him to admit that there's a crisis.
But, I mean, then what?
Yeah.
Then what? I mean, you know, we're back to, you know, what are the Democrats going to allow us to do to protect our sovereignty and public safety?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Nothing that I know of. I haven't heard anything new of you.
No.
And that's the scary part, because I don't want them in charge of the anything to do with the border, because they're just looking at it as votes.
They're not going to mess with the border. They're going to continue to go down the whole social justice thing and pay attention to Obamacare. They have to fix Obamacare, and they're just not doing it. And then they blame the Republicans for not suggesting anything. Well, they broke it. They need to fix it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the article she writes. Get on her mailing list, and then you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'm coming right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. Our next military and veterans news report coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interests of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to better serve you, one in the Boston, Massachusetts area, and the other one down here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. And for more information on how you can jumpstart your career and turn your life around, listen to this.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because I know a lot of you are wondering what to do. There's a lot of jobs available out there. There's a lot of get-rich-quick schemes and this, that, and the other. But I got something for you that'll stick with you for a lifetime. It's called the Career as an Aviation Maintenance Tech. Now, this is pretty simple. If you got skills,
If you've been able to put together a model airplane, if you've worked on a bicycle, if you worked on a lawnmower, if you worked on your car, if you worked on another aircraft somewhere in your travels in your lifetime, guess what? You can learn to be an aviation maintenance tech, because there's all kinds of specialties nowadays in being an aviation maintenance tech. So I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, Beantown. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, U.S. of A. Now, in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And that is not a joke, because you will start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year to work in the United States, depending on the company that you land with. And if you go overseas, you can very easily wind up with a six-figure salary from day one. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take the tour and see what their locations are all about. Again, the phone number is 800-659-2080. The number, 800-659-2080. The National Aviation Academy. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide slap open for you. And they're great people. You're going to love it there. You're going to absolutely love it there. Now, why is the United States concerned that we have Russian mercenaries reportedly in Africa? Well, it changes the game plan, especially when we knew we had them in Syria. Now we're hearing about them on the African continent, and it's possible that there could be more coming to places like, oh gosh, Central America, Venezuela. You heard about that, right? So we'll see what's going on. Now, something else last week that disturbed a lot of people, and it didn't make me happy either, was the fact that we found out the Pentagon upped the official estimate on the number of U.S. troops in Iraq who were killed by Iranian-backed militias. That number is now put at least 603, and it's expected to go higher as it's confirmed that it was Iranian militias that killed our men and women. Also, NATO foreign ministers approved a series of measures aimed at countering Russia in the Black Sea region, an agreement that comes amid public rifts between the United States and several of the 28 members on security and trade issues. Now, it's too late to constrain China's creeping militarization and sovereignty claims over the dozens of islands and reefs in the South and East China Sea, but the freedom of navigation ops that have been going on will not stop, will not be altered, will not be deterred by anything that Beijing is doing in the South China Sea. That coming from the allies there. And missile launchers now are pointing out to the sea from the Arctic, where the Russians have now expanded some of their presence in the Arctic by increasing a base so they could not only take the big oil tankers that come in there, because it is oil we're talking about, but also to bring in supplies for the troops that are being sent up to the Arctic right now, the resource-rich polar region of the world. The United States is playing catch-up right now, as in they're trying to catch as catch can. And one of the reasons the Russians got a big head start is they had better icebreakers than we did. So there you go. Now, everybody wants to know, are the Defense Department's housing problems fixed, or have they just been covered up? Because House lawmakers are somewhat satisfied the Defense Department is moving to address the complaints about unsafe or substandard military housing, but now they want assurances that those problems won't surface again. And we'll wait and we'll see what happens there. Also, a number of U.S. troops with unexplained symptoms such as impaired concentration, anger, irritability, impulsivity, as well as physical problems such as high blood pressure, peripheral neuropathy, and low sex drive have chronic lead poisoning, according to a report that was put out by the New York Times Magazine's At War blog. Wow. I hope they find out about that sooner rather than later, because a lot of these older billets had lead paint in them, and that's where this is coming from. Now, the Army plans to expand a program that helps soldiers find jobs after service, the Fort Hood Base Pilot Program that pays for soldiers to get civilian licenses and professional credentials, could expand beyond Texas by the end of September. So says the Sergeant Major of the Army, Dan Daly, when he recently addressed the United States Congress. And the Navy is asking, what comes next for the Navy's second oldest carrier, the Dwight D. Eisenhower, which returned to its base in Norfolk after 5 days of sea trials off the Virginia coast, ready to start prepping for another overseas deployment? Well, we need the carriers. That's part of what we're doing right now with the lily pad strategy, carrying around the Marine Expeditionary Units, which is what they're doing. We need them to be operational so we can do what we do around the world. So there you go. By the way, A-10 Warthogs recently earned a gallantry award in Syria. The 74th Fighter Squadron out of Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. And then, of course, is right up there in Valdosta. The Air Force awarded the Gallant Unit Citation to the 74th Fighter Squadron out of Moody Air Force Base in Georgia for its combined actions during close air support missions against the Islamic State group in Syria. And congratulations to all those young men and women that are part of that unit up there in Valdosta listening to us right now on News Talk FM 92.1, Scott James' home station. We certainly appreciate everything you do keeping America free and safe. And it's an honor to be able to speak to you, young men and women up there in Valdosta. Now, Marines are accelerating their F-35C Carrier Variant Strike Force Joint Strike Fighter procurement and slowing its F-35B vertical landing variant to support Navy deployment requirements right now. That coming from the Pentagon. That will change once they get everything taken care of, too, by the way. But in the meantime, that's where they're at with everything that's going on. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Certainly some financial money or financial things to talk about there, but I'm going to ask him a couple questions about Hillary Clinton, since she's a New York State resident, and there's some things that have popped out now about what she was doing in New York State that might not have been all that, legal? Or could it have been John Podesta? We'll find out. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty. Brains and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much listening to us right up there in Carrollton, Georgia on 1380 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia listening to us. This portion of the program brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business. They offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces to sure to catch anybody's attention. Now, their website, David E. Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com, is the place to go to shop thousands of available items or to find out how to make a piece for yourself. Give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. Now, keep in mind, all active duty military, all veterans and all first responders get a discount there, too. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, proud sponsor of the Captain's America and the Edwards Notebook. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Why would people be saying that thanks to Donald Trump's tax laws, they're now able to pay education bills? Are they talking about private school? Are you talking about, what are you talking about here?
Well, I mean, maybe a little bit of both. People that are saving money, not spending as much money on federal taxes, obviously gives them more income, maybe to be paying off their student loans or deciding to send their kids to maybe a private school. That's probably what that has to do with. Everybody's situation is different when it comes to the tax law, depending on obviously how much you make, and it's obviously benefited many people, and they're able to take advantage of it.
Okay, very good. And the other thing, there's been a lot of discussion about a lawsuit going on with Purdue Pharma LP, and this week it's going to get very interesting because apparently they have a pain care specialist, who's going to be testifying against Purdue, talking about all the things that they offered him if he overprescribed a little here and a little there, which included everything from trips to different vehicles or whatnot, whatever they were giving away at that time.
I'm not a fan at all of what, you know, how this country works when it comes to pharmaceuticals. I'm not a fan of how every other commercial on TV is for another damn drug that they're trying to push on you that you more than likely don't need. Opiates is a major problem here in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, they paid off and given many doctors, money to prescribe these drugs. I mean, I run into situations, I've spoken to clients, people I know. Yeah, my daughter goes in for a root canal or something like that, and then they're given drugs that they don't need. When the reality is, you know, worst comes to worst, Tylenol worked just as good.
Yeah.
We've got a major problem here in this country where too many of these pain drugs are prescribed to people. And, I would suggest to your listeners out there is you want to be dealing with doctors that want to avoid any type of opiate drug like the plague. And I hurt my back just a few months ago, and I had to go to the spine guy, and, you know, they kind of told me what it was, and you know, with the discs in my back, you know, there's signs all over his office, you know, saying, explaining how Tylenol works just as good. You don't need all of these various different things. You've got a nation that's addicted to this stuff. We've got close to 80,000 people dying a year due to opiates, heroin, and similar derivatives, and stronger stuff, even fentanyl. And it all started, with a lot of this opiate nonsense. So, yeah, avoid this stuff like the plague.
Well, I at one time was taking something for my back and my ankles because I'm in constant pain, still am. But I take some things that help me. I actually take a leave twice a day, 2 a.m, 2 p.m. And then if I need anything in the meantime, I found out about this, and I hate to do this, it's going to sound like a commercial, but I found out about Relief Factor, which is all natural, okay? It's a natural supplement. And I take one of those in the meantime in the daytime because there'll be times when I'm walking along and all of a sudden it's like, man, can I take another step? You know what I mean? And when I take that kind of helps me out just enough to cut the edge. But that's because of all the things that have happened to me, and we won't even go into that. But I gave up the pharmaceutical end because there'd be times when you'd think you were floating on a cloud.
Well, it's not only that. It doesn't technically, I talk to people about this, and it's not really that they're actually getting rid of the pain. What it's doing is actually, it's exactly what it's doing. It's getting you high, getting you thinking of not about the pain.
Yeah.
And distracting you from the pain rather than actually alleving the pain. So, Purdue Pharma, they've already been paying out some major fines in regards to what they've done. I think there's going to be more to follow. And it really is a shame. Now we've got another billion-dollar industry in our country surrounded about, getting people off these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's like a never-ending cycle. Hey, it mm-hmm. makes our healthcare costs a hell of a lot higher.
And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Okay, one more medical thing and then I'll get out of this and get into finances. The FDA right now is announcing the Food and Drug Administration, that they've launched a nationwide crackdown to regulate stem cell clinics and make sure they're on the up and up and the straight and narrow.
It's interesting. I'm not too familiar with this. I know when they're on the up and up or whether or not they're safe. I don't know what this is for. Is this for places that store cord blood?
I'm not sure. The story, let's see, I could open the story up and look at it real quick because I was going to share it here before I left for the day. Where is it? Here it is. Okay, let me find out real quick. I'm going to open this up and then I'll tell you.
Because I know that there's places that, you know, you, when you have a kid, they, you can store their, you know, their umbilical cord blood, their stem cells, you know, just in case later on down the road, there's, you know, technologies and whatnot that you can use that to help your kid with something. I don't know what, is it has something to do with that or something else.
Okay, it's something else it sounds like here because it says the procedure that can be performed in just 2 hours under local anesthesia, an amount of fat approximately equivalent to a stick of butter is removed from the body. Enzymes are added to help stem cells detach from the fat cells. The fatty material is then spun in a centrifuge to separate out stem cells, which are then collected, reinjected into the treatment areas of the patient. The FDA considers that sort of thing creating a medicine. Therefore, it needs to come... Here we go. Therefore, it needs to come under their scrutiny, the regulatory jurisdiction, before it's approved. All right, that's what it is.
Sounds like one of these new, you know, cure-all type treatments that have not been approved. So yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff. You get a lot, you know, snake oil salesmen. They've been around for a long time, as we all know, right, Matt?
Yeah, and that's what this is. This is about the procedure itself that they're using and the way they go about it. And they say that they're considering to be a medicine, so they're going to get into it that way. But I don't know. I mean, that's not for me to say, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, you got to be careful with a lot of these things that are unproven. It's kind of like a buyer beware situation.
Yeah. Now, the acting chief of staff yesterday, Mike Mulvaney, came out and said the Democrats will never see the Trump tax returns. What do you think of that statement?
I don't think they will either. I think it's going to be caught up in they can try, but you know, and then they're going to use it to try to, you know, be a pain in the neck, but it's going to continue to be fought by lawyers and in court. So, you know, they can try if they want, but it's, you know, it's going to take some time. That's for sure.
Now, I came out and said I thought it was constitutionally protected in the first hour by the Constitution as to the fact that a sitting president didn't have to release certain things. And come to find out, one of my callers, who is one of our sharp callers, Dan in Lafayette, Indiana, who's also worked in the administrations previously, said, no, that's not true. It's called presidential courtesy where they don't do that.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't it like a year ago that somebody got a hold of one of his returns and put them out there, put some information out?
They did.
It was a whole lot of nothing.
Yep.
They're looking for anything to twist and create a distraction. And again, you know, a lot of I just saw this past week. You know, even had Jerry Nadler was on TV talking about that. You know, oh, there was collusion, but there wasn't enough there to actually convict. It's just, you know, it's silly right now. It really
pathetic.
Is.
Pathetic.
Well, I don't think it's going to win for him. That's for sure.
All righty, here comes the new music, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out about all the different things that he does, and find out about his program that you can hear on our sister station, AM 1380 The Biz, live from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.